views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. This hit show provides the information, inspiration, and tools people need to make positive changes in all areas of life. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of higher energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. So wake up, step up, and power up. You are listening to A Shot of Joe now.
How you doing, everybody? Welcome to A Shot of Joe. This is Joe Nunziata. I'm very excited to be here today on Transformation Talk Radio. This is my first show, so of course, it's an exciting day to get started. So thank you all for connecting and sharing your energy and being a part of the program. And I'm very much excited to be part of Transformation Talk Radio and get the message out, help people, and again, share energy with all of you. So, you know, before we get started, I've been working in this field of energy and metaphysical concepts and principles for over 25 years. And over the years, I've had many opportunities or discussions about doing a show like this. I've kind of been in and out of the idea. And every time I went to do it, things just did not seem to work out. And for whatever reason, the connections weren't there and the right timing, whatever it was, just didn't work out. So this year I kind of began to get a little bit interested again and started thinking about it and talking to some people. Ended up connecting with Dr. Pat and Transformation Talk Radio. And the minute we connected, I knew this was going to be the time for me to do it. So, you know, one of those things in life where everything is about timing and about getting something, putting something together when everything aligns correctly, which of course, as we move through this energy, as we move into higher vibration, more opportunities will be coming your way. But again, you never know when this will be the right time for you. So all the elements seem to come together. And you'll notice that when those elements come together, things will flow. Doesn't mean you don't have to put any work into it. It doesn't mean there's no effort on your part, but it will be more of a flowing type situation. And that's exactly what happened here. And again, in the past, that had not happened. It didn't work out that way for me. But I'll quickly tell you how I came up with the name for A Shot of Joe, which I actually didn't come up with. But I'm originally from New York, and I lived in New York my whole life until 6 years ago. And now my wife and I are here in sunny Southern California. And when we were in New York, and my wife Maria also is a very gifted teacher and healer in the metaphysical area and world, we used to do an event in New York once a month in New York City, and we did it for many years, and we did it right up to when we moved out here in 2011. And of course, because we did it for so many years, we had a following of people, and a lot of the same people pretty much came every single month. And one day, I was there, you know, we were there early and some people came in, and we would, of course, always be talking before the event, the session started. And one of the women came up to me and I said, "Hey, how are you today?" And she said, "I came from my shot of Joe." And when she said it, the minute she said those words, I thought, "Oh my God, that's great. I have to remember that." And I didn't know why. I didn't know what I would use it for, but it stuck with me that A Shot of Joe, that was a great name. So I remember I went home that night. We got home because we did the events in the evening. Drove home from to about an hour and change to where we live. The minute I got home, I ran into my office and fired up my computer and I bought ashotofjoe.com. And I didn't have any, it was about 8 years ago. And I had no idea what I would use it for. I had no idea what it would be. But I just knew that was something that I should do. And again, it's one of those things where you may have an idea now, or you may have had an idea 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that for some reason that did not come to fruition. Things did not work out properly. Maybe you didn't have the right connections or the right people, but it was there. And the reason I bring this up is we're talking about timing here in the beginning and things lining up correctly. But here's something that I had purchased this name 8 years ago. I had no idea what I was doing with it. And this is, again, something for us as people and as humans that we tend to think, well, you know, I have this idea, I have to do something right now, or I don't know what to do with it. You never know. So whenever that comes to you, when something comes into your consciousness, when something comes into your awareness, maybe it was something like me buying a shotofjoe.com, keeping that in my awareness. And then when the time was right, I had it and I was ready to use it. So again, this is how it's happening for everybody. Timing is everything, but you may have an idea or something that you were looking at or thinking about or a connection or a person you wanted to work with years ago. And for some reason, it didn't work out. And now, as we move into this high, high energy, you may see those things come back together. Again, some of those ideas coming back that you didn't get off the ground. Maybe the timing wasn't right, as we said earlier. You didn't have the right connections. You didn't have the right people. Things weren't working out. Whatever. Maybe you had children. Maybe whatever. Things didn't connect correctly for you. And now could be the right time for you to do that. So be open and be aware. So today, in our first show, because the show's about wake up, step up, power up, I thought it would be great to talk about waking up. Time to wake up. Time for all of us to elevate to a different level of awareness and consciousness as we continue to move our lives forward. We want to understand that if we are going to live at our highest level right now, our level of awareness needs to be really high. So I want you to ask yourself this question, and this is something that I see people doing every single day. And the second half, after the break, I'll be happy to take questions. There's a couple of different ways you can do that. If you're on Transformation Talk, you can see the little button there where you can send your question in, or you can call 800-930-2819. So it's 800-930-2819. Or as I said, you can send your question in on Facebook or, of course, on Transformation Talk Radio. But as we move into this higher level of awareness, one of the things I talk to people about all the time, and I say, you know, do you get up in the morning and just kind of plod through your day? Meaning you get up, you know, you go through your routine, you get up in the morning, you take a shower, maybe you drop kids off at school, you go to work, you have lunch, you pick them up, you come home, you have dinner, you sit in front of the TV, and then tomorrow morning you go start that whole routine all over again. And what happens for us, for a lot of people, is as we continue to do that, we end up just kind of being numb. We just go through that routine. We just go through what's going on. We look to survive the week, so to speak, the day to the week, and continue to churn in that cycle. That is not you being awake. That is not you being at your best. That is you just going through the cycle in what we would discuss as a lower level of awareness and consciousness. And I know that's not why you're here. I know you're here to do a lot more and to live at a much higher level. So what that means is, in order for us to get started, we have to wake up in the morning with a level of awareness. And when I say awareness, I don't just mean what's going on around you in your physical life. Obviously, that's part of it because we have a certain awareness that we have to what's going on physically or right in front of us. But what I really mean by this is, I'm talking about awareness of your emotional state. And what does that mean? Because the work that I have been doing for all these years has been tied to being emotionally connected and really understanding how I feel and what is my emotional state at the moment based on where I am in life. And this is something, of course, that we do not do that often. We don't sit there and say, how do I feel right now? Have you been trained and conditioned in your life to ask yourself that question every single day, even throughout the day, and say, what am I actually feeling? And this, of course, is the key to elevating your awareness. This is the key to understanding what's going on. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to understand that this is an important thing for us to look at in our lives as we go forward, to say, when I wake up in the morning, am I emotionally connected to what's going on around me? Am I emotionally in space where I understand how I feel throughout the day? Or do I go out and wake up, go through the motions, remain in a space where I'm numb, and then pick up the next day? So here's what I want to ask you to do tomorrow morning, or you can start doing it right now, is just say to yourself, am I aware of how I feel as I'm going through my day? So start your day tomorrow morning with a moment of quietness. How many people get up in the morning? We get up, jump out of bed, maybe an alarm goes off. If you use an alarm clock, it's one of those things that I never liked in my life. I never liked an alarm clock. It was always kind of like a torturous device to me, having an alarm, something that's going to jolt me out of my sleep, which of course was very disturbing. But you know, we have this thing and we jump out of bed and run in the shower and get ready to go and into our day and into our lives or whatever it is that we're doing, and keeping ourselves on this negative cycle of behavior. So I want you to stop in the morning if it means getting up a few minutes earlier. Maybe you get up 10 minutes earlier. And I'll tell you, I worked with a lot of people in this area of being quiet. Being a New Yorker, I had a lot of hardcore New York clients and people who worked with me. I'll never forget one guy who was a Wall Street guy who told me, you know, he was one of these type A personalities going 900 miles an hour. When I first talked to him about meditating or even just being a little quiet, he was in such a state of resistance. And I finally said to him, you know what? Do me a favor. Get up tomorrow morning. I'm going to ask you to take 1 minute. Just take 1 minute in the morning before. See, it's one of those things. When I get a lot of resistance, I'll use something and say, nobody can say no to 1 minute. And I had him just sit quiet. I said, sit quiet for 1 minute and you'll be able to just quiet yourself. Just sit there and breathe for a minute. And he tried it. And I'll never forget, within a month or so, he was doing a 15 to 20 minute meditation every morning before he got into his routine. And he said to me, Joe, right now, I cannot live without this meditation. It has become such an important part of my life. So it gets me excited to say, if a person like that, who was a 900 miles an hour Wall Street guy, really type A, could learn to quiet himself and calm himself and move himself to a better place, I know anyone can do it. So that's going to be your first step, is to make sure that you start your day with a moment of quiet. Before you get into your routine, it'll help you open up your energy and it will help you become more aware of how you feel, because you're changing the dynamic of how you start the day. So instead of going into running into the shower and going running around the house with your hair on fire, take a moment and be quiet and be silent and take that little break. So we're going to take a quick break. This is Joe Nunziata. This is Shot of Joe, and we'll be right back.
Do you want to tap into your true potential, get creative, and learn to live with more joy? Join Vicki Todd, host of Unstuck Joy and Art Vision Journaling. Draw, doodle, collage, and write your way to intuitively creating your ultimate life vision with simple art prompts. No experience necessary. Vicki will show you how. All art supplies are included. Join Vicki every second Saturday monthly, 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific at Spa Air in Kirkland, Washington. To register, visit spaair.com. That's spaair.com.
Have you wanted to make more money without working harder or more? Maybe you've tried new ways to bring in extra income without success. Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including abundance. Did you know many times we have an invisible income ceiling? So no matter what we do, our income never goes up, or if our income does go up, we experience an unexpected expense that negates this. How much would it be worth to significantly increase your income or even have unexpected income show up? When I was in the corporate world, I used these techniques to increase my income by tens of thousands of dollars without changing my work routine. In fact, I worked even less, and I now help clients do the same. If this resonates for you and you're truly ready for abundance in your life, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to A Shot of Joe. This is Joe Nunziata. Thank you so much for being with me. So we ended our last segment there talking about getting quiet in the morning before you go into your routine and how important that is, because it's going to help you set the foundation for your day. So your day will be different when you start off with a nice quiet type feeling and a more connected feeling. You'll be more relaxed. You'll be more aware. Elevate your level of awareness and energy, and then you're going to move out into your day. And now, as you move out into your day in a higher level of emotional awareness, you will be able to see things that are happening to you and understand why they're happening and what is the purpose. So every event, everything that happens throughout the day and throughout your life is happening to you by design. This is your life. Your energy is going out. You're creating things in your life based on your journey, which you came here to experience, what you came here to learn, and you came here to have this emotional experience. So obviously, if I'm here to have an emotional experience, I have to have positive and negative, as we would define it here in the physical world here on Earth, in order to have an emotional experience. If I have only good experiences, I don't have an emotional experience. I have all positives. I have no negatives. So now, we want to understand that there's a reason I have what I would categorize as a negative experience, because I wouldn't know what a positive experience is without it. I need both. So when you go out into your day, you have to look at how you're feeling as you're moving through the day, and look as your energy and awareness is elevated and as you are waking up when something happens to you. The key here is going to be for you to say, how am I reacting to what's going on around me? That is going to be the key to whether or not you make progress or not. So someone who I would say is not awake, or someone who's in a lower level of awareness, basically deals with all these issues, no matter what's happening in front of them. They'll deal with it on what we would call a third dimensional level, meaning I'm dealing with it in basically what's in front of me. So if someone, you have an argument with someone, or one of your kids does something, regardless of what happens, your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother, whatever goes on around, you become reactionary because you're holding yourself in that space, and you deal with it on that level. And most of us, we have what I think of as some type of routine, some type of thing that I do. Some people yell, some people scream, some people have a fight, some people leave. You know, I have a lot of people I work with, but I'm trying to help them in their relationships, and they're saying, you know, we have a fight and we leave. You know, one person always leaves. And that is, again, that's something that you've learned and been conditioned to do, but that's coming at this from a low level of awareness. This is a low level of consciousness, because you're not dealing with the issue. You're being reactionary. So therefore, that tells me you are not waking up here. You're not awake. You're still asleep. You're still dealing with this at a low level, on some level, an unconscious level, and you're just being reactionary and you're not understanding what's really going on. So what we want to do is approach this from a different position when something happens that gets you upset, or something happens that tweaks you, or something happens that for some reason just pushes a button. And what I find interesting about this, and it's something, again, that your awareness helps you with, is it doesn't have to be the end of the world. It doesn't have to be a major issue. It doesn't have to be something. It could be something simple. And I've had this many times when I work with people and they'll say, you know, someone just made a comment, a simple comment at a meeting, or a coworker said something, or one of my kids said something, and it really got under my skin. It really got me upset. And I don't know why, but for some reason it did. And what we end up doing is we say, well, I don't know, what do I do with this? What do I do with this feeling of being upset? And at a low level, we react and we do something in that plane and we don't resolve anything. So what ends up happening is this. When you are not aware, and every time you have this opportunity, and it is an opportunity, every time something happens that gets you upset or tweaks you or comes into your awareness and gives you that jolt of energy, this is an opportunity that you have to make a positive change in your life. But if you don't know that and you don't know how to process it correctly and you don't know how to deal with it, that doesn't happen. What ends up happening is, again, you go through it in a lower level, you hold yourself in that energy stays with you, you recycle it, and you go back out and recreate that situation. So you'll notice that that's what we think of, and we'll talk about patterns on future shows, but we look at this as a pattern. We say, well, this keeps happening, this keeps happening, this keeps happening. But the truth of the matter is, it's not that it keeps happening. You keep creating it because you have not resolved the emotion that is creating it in the first place. But you see, it all comes down to how do you process it based on your level of awareness, based on you being awake. So when it happens again and you say to somebody, this keeps happening to me, if you use those words or that terminology, I want you to understand that you are holding yourself in a space of being a victim, and this is a space you will never escape, because you will keep saying, these things are happening to me. These things keep happening to me. So I want you to understand that these things are happening to you over and over again. You see it that way, you get stuck. So what I want you to do is shift yourself to a different place of awareness, where you say to yourself, why did I create this? Why am I creating this disruption in my life? What is the purpose? What is the emotion connected to this disruption that I have not resolved, which is why I keep recreating it over and over again in my life? It's a reframing of where you are. It reframes your situation. It changes how you see it. And most importantly, it changes how you deal with it. How do you deal with this? How do you deal with the situation? But again, it doesn't happen unless you're aware enough to realize to say, wait a minute, this keeps happening. I keep creating it. I have to understand what is happening emotionally within me that keeps sending out this energy and continues to recreate this same situation over and over and over again. But again, this may sound easy mentally because you say, well, oh, okay, I'll just be aware of it and I'll be, you know, tied into what's going on. But you have to remember, you have many years of doing the same thing, reacting the same way, being responsive to things in a certain way. You don't just flip a switch. It takes time and it takes awareness, and you're going to start catching yourself now. You'll start catching yourself more often. You'll start seeing what's going on. And as you do this and you continue to catch yourself, you can make the adjustments by being aware. But what I want you to do between now and the next time I see you in a couple of weeks is really be aware of how you feel. That is the real key to waking up, is to say, this is how I feel and this is what's going on inside of me. And as you do that, you start to make some great changes. So we're going to be here with A Shot of Joe on the second and fourth Wednesday of each month, 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 o'clock Eastern time. If you'd like to see more about me, please go to my main website, which is Joe, J-O-E, NUNZ.com, JoeNunz.com. You can see all the information and what's coming up. I offer a lot of webinars, local events out here in California, and I travel. So we look forward to connecting with you here live, of course, on Transformation Talk Radio, but also at our events and sessions that we're doing. And I want to continue every single time I do a show like this, I want to give you some tools and things that you can use right away. So I want you to, when you get off this show today, you can go out into the world and say, wow, I want to change the way I look at things. I want to elevate my awareness. I want to understand that I'm creating things in my life based on my feelings and emotions. And as you begin to make that transition, you'll start to see some great changes. So thank you so much. Again, this is Joe Nunziata. This is A Shot of Joe. We'll see you second and fourth Wednesday of every month.
Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. To find out more about Joe or download past podcasts, visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.